Governor Kim Reynolds signed a new public health disaster proclamation on Friday that relaxes existing public health measures effective Sunday, February 7th, while continuing critical regulatory relief to those on the front lines of COVID-19 recovery for an additional 30 days. The proclamation strongly encourages Iowans, businesses, and organizations to take reasonable public health measures consistent with guidance from the Iowa Department of Public Health. The proclamation is also modified to reflect changes due to the passage of Senate File 160 and extends the waiver on transportation restrictions for overweight loads. Floyd Valley Community Health is anticipating additional COVID-19 vaccine shipments in February. With that knowledge, the COVID-19 vaccine phone line will be activated on Monday, February 8th at 8 a.m. Those that are 65 years of age or older and live in or doctor with the health care providers in Plymouth County may call 712-546-3646. That number again is 712-546-3646. 3646. You're asked to leave a message as directed with your name and contact information, and you will be placed on the waiting list to be called once they receive future allocations of the COVID-19 vaccine. You're only asked to call once, as they will call you as soon as they are able to get you scheduled. And for those patients coming in for their vaccinations, please do not arrive early, as we need to observe social distancing while others are receiving their vaccine and waiting in their 15-minute observation period. Appointment times are spaced accordingly to limit the numbers in the vaccination clinic. Also, remember to wear your mask. Bring your driver's license and your insurance card to your appointment. Stronger Together is the theme for a new fundraising campaign being coordinated by the Lamars Community High School Student Council. The idea, according to Shania Temple and Kylie Dreckman, is to call attention and awareness to people with cancer by wearing a T-shirt. Kylie Dreckman says that the campaign will focus attention on those Lamars Community students that have been diagnosed as having cancer. A T-shirt will feature the Stronger Together logo on the front, and people have the opportunity to include specific names on the backside of the T-shirt.
Stronger Together is the theme for a special fundraiser to support people in our district, especially Tyra Thompson, a sophomore at LCHS fighting cancer. This year, people can add names of cancer warriors to be printed on the back.
Shania Temple is the cousin of Tyra Thompson, who has recently been diagnosed as having a form of cancer. Temple tells of her cousin's ordeal currently as a patient at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
So Tyra Thompson is my cousin. And she was diagnosed with myelodysplastic syndrome this summer during our AAU season for basketball. She feels, I'd say, a little like tired all the time. She's away from her family. It's just her and her mom down in Rochester, Minnesota. She has to do online school, and she obviously has lost her hair going through chemotherapy. It's just been a struggle, but she has high hopes, so we're trying to help. We just kind of wanted to do something for her and her family to raise some money for them.
The two students say that the Lamars Community Student Body are the greatest supporters of the campaign, with many purchasing the T-shirt in honor of the cancer warriors.
Yeah, for sure. It'd be definitely probably the student body and their families when they bring these order forms home.
I think it's really special what like the student council puts on, and it like brings the community closer together and like helps also fund for like the families that are struggling.
The students are encouraging everyone to participate with the cancer awareness campaign by submitting a name of a cancer warrior that will be featured on the backside of the shirt.
The T-shirt features names on the back, and anyone can put a name on the back of the T-shirt of someone that they know that has cancer, and then all of the names will be listed on the back of every T-shirt that's sent out.
The cost to purchase a Stronger Together Cancer Awareness T-shirt is $15. T-shirts can be ordered at the school or online.
There are printed order forms at the school, but there's also a link that you can find either on the school website or on a GetBranded 360 website.
Lamars Community High School students say that people can choose the color of the ribbon featured on the front side logo of the T-shirt to better reflect the type of cancer they wish to acknowledge. T-shirts come in either black or white. The deadline to order a Stronger Together Cancer Awareness T-shirt is Wednesday, February 17th. A goal of Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is to expand high-speed broadband internet capabilities to all locations of Iowa. The governor's Economic Recovery Advisory Board also mentioned the importance of having broadband with its release of their report. KLEM Radio was given the opportunity to have an exclusive interview with the governor Friday morning. Reynolds has put together a budget that would allocate $150 million a year for the next 3 years to be used for the implementation of broadband internet throughout the entire state. Reynolds was asked, how will Iowa implement such a plan and how will we pay for the program?
Luckily, Iowa's in a much better place than a lot of the other states across this country. We entered into COVID-19 and 2020 with our fiscal health strong, and that really allowed us to absorb some of the economic impact that COVID has had on this country. And so because of, you know, keeping 80% of our economy open, and because of our diversity of our economy, the tenacity of Iowans, we're able to, you know, our cash reserves are full, we have a surplus, and we're, as I said, heading into 2021 in a good place.
Reynolds says Iowa needs high-speed broadband internet in all areas of the state in order for our state to remain competitive and to attract and retain people to the state.
We talked about, you know, because we are in a big place, we're moving ahead with hope and confidence, and we're tackling big issues, and one of those is broadband access. And I think if 2020 has showed us anything, it's the importance of having high-speed, reliable internet. And because of telework, telehealth, telelearning across the board, and especially in rural Iowa, we're not anywhere where we need to be. Iowa has the second slowest speeds in the country. We're just behind Alaska. That's unconscionable. We have a third of our counties that are still in broadband deserts. They don't even have 25.3, which is a minimum. And so if we're going to be competitive, if we're going to help rural Iowa grow, and if we're going to be able to take advantage of the innovation that we saw take place in 2020, then we need to have that capacity.
Reynolds says that her plan will help leverage funds from both the state and the private sector, as well as using federal grants.
So what we're able to do is to take advantage of some of the federal funding that's coming in, and to use that one-time money and to put it into infrastructure and not putting it into ongoing programs where when they take that money away, then we're left with a big hole and trying to figure out how we maintain that level of spending going forward. So it allows us to use some of the dollars coming in to do it in a thoughtful manner and to invest heavily in infrastructure that will benefit the entire state and Iowans, make us competitive, help us grow our economy, and it'll be the biggest build-out in the country if we're able to do this. And Dennis, just the last thing, because I'm very passionate about this, because it's just so, it will help so many areas. Every other state is doing it. So every other state is doing the same thing that we're trying to do here in Iowa. We're starting at a deficit, and so we're going to have to invest big and bold to not only catch up but to exceed what other states are doing.
The governor equates the implementation of high-speed broadband internet throughout Iowa as having the same importance when electricity and telephone services was introduced in rural Iowa.
It is now a utility, and communities, it's like water and electricity. And if they don't have that connectivity and they don't have the speed and the broadband depth, then they're not going to be able to compete. And we're certainly not going to be able to keep young people in our rural communities. The other thing is, you know, we do have a lot of our state agencies that have successfully worked from home throughout this pandemic. And some of our agencies are going to continue to offer that opportunity, which means I can go outside of the metro area to find talent to help work in some of our state agencies. So that also allows me to tap into talent in every single corner of the state if they would be interested in working in one of our state agencies. So I like that component too. But if we don't have, the connectivity and the speeds that we need, that's not an option.
And we will feature our exclusive interview with the governor's comments on the KLEM website.